So, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo ventured out of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ yet again to meet Simon of DR Wakefield in, where are we, the East End of London? We're in Southwark.
Southwark.
We're in Southwark. And I'm here at the lab, the cupping table, and, well, you couldn't mistake it for anything else but a lab because there are sample roasters and there's a table full of 12, I think it was, or more, 14, 13, 13, ooh, unlucky number 13, I don't think so, not for us, of a different origin coffees. And I'm here with Simon, and I must say it is not only his job, but I think his passion to be as discerning as possible of tracing the coffees back to origin, of understanding different processes, and of delivering to so many roasters all over the country quality coffee. Simon, well, not only was it fascinating to go around the table, but also for you to explain why these are on the cupping table and what you're actually trying to achieve here at Wakefield.
Well, we're looking at the different coffees for their consistency that we're buying. So we're buying from the same farms year after year. But we want to make sure that the coffees that we've contracted, sometimes 6 months or 9 months ahead, are actually the same quality that we had the previous time. So we have to get samples that are pre-shipment samples, which we will cup, grade, defect, moisture count to make sure they're up to our standard, mm-hmm. and we'll evaluate them against the previous delivery. At the end of the day, the consumer wants consistency. We all want consistency. And then some of the coffees on this table are pre-shipments and the others are landed.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go through exactly the same process again. So we're all blind cupping. And we pull out the different things. As you pointed out, we notice we've got some 3 cups of coffee, mm-hmm. other times it's 5 cups.
Yep.
So depending upon the irregularity of the green bean that we're looking at, mm-hmm. different degrees, we will put more cups of coffee on to make sure we pull out any potential problems.
And it was interesting because two of them actually had, on one of the cups where we had 5, you could actually feel one was very watery, there was something going on there, and the other one really was metallic.
That's right.
Something else going on.
Pulled out a bit of a phenolic coffee out of it.
So how would you then digest that in your mind, and what would be the next plan of action for you once you've discovered something like that?
Oh, it's depending on the quality and the type of coffee. If it's gourmet coffee, it's a total rejection.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a lower grade commercial coffee, then it will be blended away, and its price and its use will be adjusted accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a pre-shipment, we would reject it. I mean, mm-hmm. you cannot really blend a phenolic away. if it's a slightly ferment or it's a slightly musty or something to it, then if it's a lower grade, it's not a problem.
Yeah. But let's talk a bit about the processes, really, because we've got some pulp natural, we've got some washed, and we've got some dried natural as well. Really interesting in the taste. So how would you, from your palate and your experience, kind of just as a ball figure, say, you know, pulp natural, expect this in the cupping ball?
Well, the pulp natural is you're going to get something slightly sweeter.
Yep.
A very well-balanced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They are ideally suited for blending and certainly for espressos, as mm-hmm. we know, but I would still use them for every other maker as well.
Yes.
The fully washed, we've got the full acidity on them, and they mm-hmm. are brighter, sharper. Mm-hmm. We can see that the delicate flavours are coming through, particularly when you move up to the Ethiopian Sidamo. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've got the real floral notes coming out.
Yes.
All the way back down to the naturals, which have got more of that gamey,
a bit more fermentation coming through.
A bit more fermentation, totally.
It's quite funny because you're looking for fermentation in the process, but not too much and not...
Can't be over-fermented.
Yes, exactly. So
really
it's very fine line, really. And the process is extremely important. And I know that you yourself help in certain origins and farms. Mm. You've installed some processing mills.
We've made suggestions about what the consumer wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of our role, if you like, as a catalyst. To tell the producers what the consumer's looking for.
Yeah.
And so this new phase we've had of the naturals is, mm-hmm. has been quite a change.
Yeah.
And when we first started doing it out in Honduras, the producer said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're going to give us less money.
Yeah.
It's a lower product. And mm-hmm. he said, no, actually, we'll give you the same price as a fully washed, but we need a different cut profile.
So
that's how we work.
It's quite funny, isn't it? It's also kind of a trend because the naturals are definitely coming back.
Yeah.
That sweetness, that more full-rounded kind of body. So it's interesting. It comes in waves, in a way,
it
doesn't it?
It is, and it won't suit every process. It won't suit every palate, but it just makes so many more options for people.
Do you think that every bean, no matter what origin... has kind of a preconceived also idea is, I want to process it that way because then my bean is shining really. Or can they adopt any other process and get something else out of the bean?
Well, we're all people. We've all got an opinion.
Yeah.
Every bean can be used in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Robustas at the end of the table there, yes, which are fully washed.
Yes.
They don't taste like a Robusta.
No. Well, so okay.
As against your Vietnam Robustas or your Uganda Naturals, they're so different.
Right,
So you can process any coffee any way you like, depending on what you're wanting out of it. Of course, some will benefit more from a natural, a good way of doing it. In Sidamo, you're going to get naturals and fully washed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they both fetch a good premium.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll cut this one short because we don't want to get interrupted by the end of that, but we'll do another one because this is really fascinating stuff. Stay tuned because I'm talking to Simon just in a moment again.